Good morning. My name is Lucy. I know most of you, but if I don't know you, you are very welcome here. I'm going to apologise first off for the slightly bunged up nature of my voice. I'm going to call it late summer lurgy, but it's basically just a cold. I don't know if any of you have read P.G. Woodhouse and Jeeves and Worcester and The Great Sermon Handicap. It's a great book if you haven't read it. That's not the name of the book. Anyway, so there was a lot of chat on the family WhatsApp this morning about whether or not I was similar to the Reverend Heppenstall, who gets a cold on the day of the Great Sermon Handicap and does not meet his required time. Hopefully all will be well. You've only got 10 minutes of me this morning. So we are going to look at Zacchaeus. We're going to read it together to start with. I'm sorry, I didn't check what page it was on, but I can tell you it's in Luke 19. Verse 1. So if you grab a Bible, we are going to read it together. So, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost." So keep that open. We'll come back to the passage in the next 10 minutes. So this summer, this is our last in our summer series, as Peter mentioned. And in this sort of Bible slot, we've been looking at some of the stories in the Bible that demonstrate an element of what it is to walk with Jesus. I want to pull out two themes from the story of Zacchaeus that demonstrate a bit of what it means to walk with Jesus and to be transformed by him. So this is a story that only appears in Luke's gospel. It doesn't appear in the other three. And I was struck by a couple of things. It's a short story. It's not long. It's not one of the ones where, you know, Jesus explains the parables, then says the parables, and there's a bit of follow-up. But the transformation of Zacchaeus is both immediate and significant. Now, I know in the video, and I guess there's some theological debate about whether or not he was transformed immediately when Jesus called his name or later after they'd had dinner. I was really struck by the fact that the next parable starts while they were listening to this. Jesus then goes on and talks to them because he's got the crowd's attention. And that made me think that the transformation happened in the moment, that Jesus looked at Zacchaeus, called him by name, and Zacchaeus' heart was transformed. But by the by, it doesn't matter right now when the transformation happened. There's elements of it that reveal something about the kingdom of God. So everyone knows Zacchaeus was a short man. We think that he was probably between 4 and 5 foot. So he was a small man. People back then were shorter than they are today. He was a chief tax collector. So he made money off the Jews. He gave it to the Romans and he got to keep extra money for himself. He was obviously good at being a tax collector because he'd risen the ranks. He was the chief tax collector. So on every level, Zacchaeus was a man who was kind of outcast. We don't know the backstory, but we know that children can be cruel. Like, potentially his whole life has been marked by being somebody different, being short, and now he's a tax collector, now he's a chief tax collector. It's a life that's not marked by being included or being in community. And we know that people treat him differently because he's a tax collector. We know the crowd mutters, right? And none of the success, none of the riches bought him friends. And then Jesus comes along. And Zacchaeus must have heard about him. The village WhatsApp was clearly buzzing in AD 32. And he's climbed the tree so he can see Jesus. Zacchaeus clearly felt that Jesus had something that he wanted. And then this moment happens and Jesus calls his name, which in itself must have been quite astounding for Zacchaeus, right? Because there's no expectation that they've met before. So this man who Zacchaeus has never met comes along and calls him by name. And not just that, but Jesus knows his story. He knows who he is in the community. And potentially Zacchaeus was infamous, right? Potentially, you know, people talked about Zacchaeus as the rich tax collector. We don't know. But the point is, Jesus knows him by name, calls him down from the tree, and wants to have dinner with him. Which takes me to my first point, which is that spending time with Jesus leads to transformation. It can be easy. I don't know how long you've all been walking with Jesus. Maybe it's a week, maybe it's a month, maybe it's 30 years, maybe it's longer. But it's easy in your Christian journey to forget that every time we spend time with God, we can be transformed. That we don't just get saved. It's not a one and done situation. We're saved, we're going to heaven, jobs are good. But every time we talk to Jesus, we spend time in the company of Holy Spirit, we pray, we read the Bible. We want to be more brought in line, more with the will of God, with his plans for our lives, and that he speaks purpose into our situations. Wherever you're up to in your walk with God, we want to guard against becoming complacent or simply forgetting that this is a relationship that's a two-way street. We want to be in a posture of staying open for Jesus and for God, for Holy Spirit, to reveal what they want to say in our lives, what they want to do, and to speak into situations that we're facing. It's a lifelong journey of transformation. We only see a snippet of Zacchaeus' transformation, right? God calls him by name, he calls him down from the tree, and his life is changed, his heart is transformed. And hopefully that's what happened the first time we all met Jesus, right? But it doesn't end there. We want to spend our lives aligning ourselves with God's heart and understanding more of his original design for us, whatever that may look like. The second point I'd like to pull out is about connection and community. I'd like you to think of a time when you've met someone and they've remembered, and maybe you've met them once, right? You met them at a party, you've met them at toddler group, you've met them at a tea party, and then you meet them again, maybe a week later, and they remember your name. Now, it's really easy, isn't it, to remember a time when someone's forgotten your name. That's always an awkward moment, but let's stick with a good time. Try and just think of a time when they've remembered your name. And sometimes I think that's quite surprising. It feels unexpected, because actually we live in a society that so often we're in a rush and we forget people's names. But I want you to think of a time when not only have they remembered your name, but they've remembered something that you told them the week before. Maybe it's your job, maybe it's that you were, I don't know, going on holiday, whatever it is. And then think about how that made you feel. You really feel known, maybe seen, valued, and like this person cares. Beyond trying to just make small talk, there's a sense of connection. And it's the same with God, right? Like, he knows our names, which is what Angela's named this talk, and absolutely, God calls Zacchaeus by name, but he knows our story. And he takes our stories and he uses them for the good of the kingdom. In the case of Zacchaeus, the simple fact that Jesus sees him and calls him by name is enough for him to change his ways. It's not a great healing. It's not that Zacchaeus, you know, the paralyzed man, it's not that Zacchaeus can now walk. It's just that Zacchaeus, his heart is changed. It's simply a moment of connection that changes the course of one man's life. When I was reading this, I thought it would be easy to think that all of Zacchaeus' time as a tax collector was sort of like wasted years, that it was, you know, the time when he didn't know Jesus, so it wasn't the point. But actually the whole point of the wasted years is that his transformation is then much more significant, because we know that nothing's wasted in the kingdom of God. God is not a God of waste. Our world and our community, and maybe even our hearts, are full of people like Zacchaeus. Like, maybe they're worldly rich, but love poor, and they don't know the transformative love of Jesus. The kingdom of God is different. Everyone was made for a purpose and has significance in his kingdom, whether they know it yet or not. And as we bring this series to an end, I kind of want to leave you with two thoughts. It's funny, the summer holidays are funny, right? They're funny for me because I've got children who are going back to school. I'm all about the routine. But maybe your world has been a bit upheaved over the summer because things are closed and church is different and people are away. And even if you don't have school-aged children, things shift in the summer. But now, September starts tomorrow, the new term starts. What does our series mean for us as we go into the next term? What connections is God stirring in your heart? It may be that God is simply calling your name and asking you to remember that you were made for a purpose until the day you go to heaven. We were away in the summer at a big church festival, and they talked, one of the evening talks, about having a second mountain. Our great years aren't in our teens or our 20s. Like, until the day we die, there is a purpose for us being on this planet. And God has a plan for it. But maybe God actually just wants to say to you, I see you and you have value, and I'm excited to spend time with you. So it could be a thing between you and God that he wants to talk about connection with you. Or it could be that there's somebody in your community, in your world, a bit like Lynn was saying with her message earlier, the people that we see in our community who are placed on our heart, who we are called to share the love of Jesus with. Whichever one that is, I just want us to spend a moment. We're going to ask the kids to come back in. But to think, what is it that God's saying to you as you step forward into September? What do you need to learn about what it is to live a life transformed by Jesus and transformed again and again and again? And then how do we take that forward into our community, into our workspaces, into the people that we spend time with? I'm going to pray and then we'll grab the kids. So Father God, thank you that you know our names and that you know our stories and that nothing is wasted in the kingdom of God. And I pray as we go forth into September that you would be speaking to each of us about what it means to journey through life with you and to share that love with the people that we come into contact with. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.